This is the Truth Network.
Hey, man, let's go to Jamaica. How about that? How about the Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore? He just got back from an amazing missions trip. Folks, if you need some shock therapy, if you need just to kind of wake up in your Christian life, you're kind of getting in the doldrums, go on a missions trip. So many folks have done that over the summer. Some go on a missions trip during the year, maybe at Christmas time. I love it when I hear about a young person like Robbie's daughter who went all the way to Africa. But Robbie, you didn't go as far as Africa. You went to the land of beautiful, clear water and amazing sun washed beaches and all that. But welcome back.
Waterfalls.
You know, Jamaica. Now, folks here in Jamaica are like, oh, man, that's just a vacation. But you really did go into a spiritual warfare zone, didn't you?
Oh, I still just don't believe what I saw. There is not a building in Jamaica that's decent that you might go to a restaurant in that doesn't have a 20-foot wall and razor wire and security, you know, outside because of the crime that's there and the horrible poverty and the real struggle there is fatherlessness. Mm. And when you begin to look into the culture and see what's behind that, that actually when Wilberforce in the 1810s made slavery go away, this plantation owners there began to breed the slaves so that they no longer had families and these men would not marry any longer. And the next thing you know, you know, they bred slaves. Well, that culture of breeding slaves has bred people into slavery from then till now, because most Jamaican people do not know who their father is, nor do they have any relationship with him. And that leads to, oh my goodness, I mean, the drug abuse over there. If you could have, and I played the soundbite on the Christian car guy, maybe we can get it for this podcast. Yeah. They took these speakers up on top of this mountain near the compound where we were staying every night, and they played this horrible, I don't know what you'd call it, chanting, screaming music. It went on from 4 in the afternoon till well into 2, 3 o'clock, and it almost sounded like voodoo or something, but nobody stopped it. They would be screaming. There would be prostitutes on poles dancing up the street. There would be people going up there, crack cocaine, marijuana, whatever. And then the result of that is one day we spent at the Bethlehem Children's Home for the Unlovable Children in Kinston. And Stu, if you went in there, you couldn't even believe it. These children had been thrown into the gutter to die because they thought they had an evil spirit, you know, because they had Down syndrome or some other birth defect. Literally 75, maybe 100 babies in cribs that all deformed, just barely alive with IVs and these kind of things. Mm. And then, but they keep these children, but they don't have the manpower to really take care of them.
Yeah.
They're, until they're 14 or 15, they send them to another place. So I worked with a group that was similar to what I work with at church, these 14, 15, 16-year-old kids.
Kids with special needs, kids that have some challenges that you're able to minister the love of Christ to, kids that are often neglected, that everyone's like, just
it's unbelievable.
Just kind of cast them out.
You had to see it to even fathom how they were living.
Give us an example of one kid. Like, give us a picture.
My picture is O'Neill. Okay, O'Neill is in a crib. He's wearing a diaper because he's never been taught to take care of himself or use the bathroom, which, you know, people with those defects, I work with them every day. I mean, I not every day, but every Sunday I work with them. And I know that they can be trained to do these things, to feed themselves and all this. But this guy almost has no use of his arms and legs. He's confined to a crib. He probably is 15 or 16 years old. When I enter the room, right, he's hiding his face because he doesn't want anybody to look at him. He's been ashamed all his life. But I've learned, you know, with help working with these guys, to get in there and kind of, you know, make eye contact with them to let them know they see him. Well, the next thing you know, this guy starts brightening up. And, I mean, he starts smiling, and then he starts playing with my watch. And the next thing you know, O'Neill and I have a connection, man. And O'Neill begins to actually try to talk to me, even though, you know, obviously, you know, very difficult situation.
Sure.
And, you know, he begins to smile, interact. I bring other people over there to meet O'Neill. And, you know, now he's like the star of the show. Well, then, you know, he's got his little buddy that really can't even stand up. I mean, he and not that O'Neill is standing up because he's not on his legs. He's on his knees kind of. But the guy next to him, And, you know, he's trying to get him to engage with me like, these people are here to help. These people care about us. Yeah. These people will look us in the eye and talk to us. But, I mean, it isn't like there's just a few of them, Stu. There are hundreds of them.
There's a lot more of them than there are people over there to serve Christ, to meet them and share the love of God with them.
But praise God for this Catholic missionaries that are at least, you know, doing this hard work every single day and all that. But what I really went there for was for Teen Challenge. I went with the North Carolina Boys Academy Teen Challenge with some of the guys that had graduated from that one going over to help some of the Jamaican people. And, you know, there I went to the Teen Challenge farm and spoke, you know, like the things that we do with the Masculine Journey on, you know, fatherlessness.
Yeah, talk about that, because, you know, you're a host all over the place, Jesus Daily, Truth Network, all over all kinds of wonderful networks carry your program, as also they carry a lot of my programs. Thank you to the Wilkins Radio Network, the Life FM, all these wonderful friends. You're a nationwide guy, also overseas. A lot of folks listen on the mobile app, but God's put in your heart this ministry about fathers, about recognizing the falling in the loving arms of the Heavenly Father, which so many sons have never had that father blessing. And so you are a one-man blessing machine, brother. But mention that part. To our listeners, give a little background, because you do the show called The Masculine Journey, and it is electrifying to listen to you and those brothers. Just, you're real. You're transparent. But taking people into what God has done. He sent Jesus to die for us, to bring us to the Father, but that's such an overlooked truth.
Yeah, see, Jesus himself needed a father, right? You look at that relationship between Jesus and his Father, and look at the acknowledgement, the beloved Son that Jesus was his Father. How many times did God say down from heaven, this is my beloved Son? Right. And we have two cases where we know he did this, protocol.
A loud voice.
And acknowledge that this is my beloved Son. And so every man needs that. They desperately need it. And, you know, one of those cases we just talked about in our meeting here was Mr. Bell. And you know, I met with him there, and his story was tragic of, you know, mother was a prostitute, didn't know his father was, raised by his aunt. Mm. You know, she wouldn't even tell him what his name was, what his birth date was, and all these wounds that came up with no family.
Yeah, and when everyone's referring to their dad is, well, that's my dad, you know, and he just feels like an outsider. But you looked this guy in the eye.
I did.
And you got right up in there. You were a close talker for a moment there, Robbie, but you said something to him that really touched me as you shared this with our whole team earlier. What was it?
Hey, you can imagine this tall Jamaican man, and I, you know, as he was kept on going, man, they don't believe that I'm part of their family. They don't say that I have their father. And I said, I got up in his face and I looked him in the eye very deeply. And I said, you know what, Mr. Bell, you bear a strong resemblance. In fact, you're the spitting image of our father. Mm. And he looked at me like I'm crazy. I said, and I kind of pointed to heaven, and his smile just erupted on his face as I began to explain, man, you know, one of the first things God tells us in the Bible is that he made us in his image.
Yeah.
And he was no mistake you were made, Mr. Bell. I mean, God was intentionally that there was going to be a Mr. Bell. He was going to be made in his image. He was going to be standing in this barn in Jamaica talking to Robbie Dillmore today. And getting that into our hearts and understanding, you know, almost like Simba, you know, you've forgotten who you are.
Right.
You're a son of the king.
Yeah.
And to begin to take on God as a father could make such an impact in Jamaica. And I just see that it's substantial.
Well, and I've seen you come to that realization in your own life, and I've seen how it's transformed you, and I've seen how God's used you to as a conveyor, as a channel to just share the love of the Father.
Right.
Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us that we could be called the sons of God. 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 4, all these statements of God being our Father. Robbie, thanks for sharing the love of the Father in Jamaica and, you know, people that came to Christ, this man that you were able to you know, reaffirm what God made him to be. And thanks for what you're doing with all these people. What's your challenge to folks out there that are kind of searching, they're struggling, they're looking for affirmation, people-pleasing, and they're, you know, young girls who are in a horrible relationship, you know, because they just, you know, they think that's it, this guy liking them, you know, or in marriages that are struggling. What's your bottom line to people out there?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely phenomenal, this concept of if you are have sexual activity outside of marriage, you are breeding slaves.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
And, you know, you're breeding slavery into your own life because you become a slave to sin.
That's right.
Or you're breeding fatherlessness, however that looks. And you know, how can we go about discipling countries like that? Or what can we do? Obviously, we can pray, and there's things like along those lines. But why not join the brigade and find a see if God has a place for your heart to go on a short-term mission
next time
trip.
Your church says, hey, there's a mission trip going, sign up.
Right.
Just go and take some time off work, and it's amazing what God will do and what God did. I mean, you're the busiest guy I know, and yet you took a week to go to Jamaica to share the love of Jesus. Thanks for doing that and for sharing. I think about that little guy, O'Neill, this special needs guy.
Yeah, he's got a smile. I'm going to show you a picture.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Maybe we'll put a picture on when we do this, we share this, when people download this podcast. But thank you, Robbie, for your amazing ministry. And that is the challenge today, is have you received the Son and become a son of the Father or a daughter of the Father? I love this verse in 1 John or John 1:12. As many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave the right, the power to become sons of God. So God the Father said, this is my beloved Son. The only Son he could say that about was Jesus, so that Jesus could become sin for us and die for us in our place. I deserve that death, so that we could be adopted by God and become joint heirs with Christ, and actually become sons and daughters of the Father. If you don't know him, call out to him today and hear the message of my brother here, Robbie Dillmore, and come to trust Christ as your Savior. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.